And I think that vaccines have to be considered the bargain basement technology for the 20th century.
50 years ago, when Morris Hilleman was a high school student in Miles City, Montana, he hoped he might qualify as a management trainee for the local JCPenney store. Instead, he went on to pioneer more breakthroughs in vaccine research and development than anyone in the history of American medicine. Among the discoveries he made at Merck are vaccines for mumps, rubella, and measles.
Tell me how you found SV40 in the polio vaccine.
Well, that was a Merck thing. Okay. Yeah, I came to Merck, and I was going to develop vaccines. Mm-hmm. And we had wild viruses in those days. Remember the wild monkey kidney viruses and so forth? And I finally, after 6 months, gave up. I said that you cannot develop vaccines with these damn monkeys. We're finished. And if I can't do something, I'm going to quit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. So I went down to see Bill Mann at the zoo in Washington, D.C. And I told Bill Mann, I said, look, I got a problem. I don't know what the hell to do. Bill Mann is a real bright guy. I said, these lousy monkeys are picking it up while being stored in the airports in transit at these loading, offloading. Mm-hmm. He said, very simple. He said, you go ahead, get your monkeys out of West Africa, get the African green, bring them into Madrid, unload them there. There are no other traffic through there for animals. Fly them into Philadelphia, pick them up. Or fly them into New York and pick them up. Right off the airplane. So I brought African greens in. I didn't know we were importing AIDS virus at the time.
And oh, it was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country.
Now we go.
It's a real story.
Mert will do the vaccines.
So what he did, he brought in, we brought in those monkeys. Now we had those. And this was the solution. Because those monkeys didn't have the wild viruses. But we had all
Wait,
of these.
Why didn't the greens have the wild viruses since they came from
because
Africa?
Because they weren't being infected in these group holding things with all the other 40 different viruses.
But they had the ones they brought from the jungle, though.
Yeah, they had those, but there were relatively few. What you do is you have a gang housing, you're going to have an epidemic transmission of infection in a confined space.
Oh, is that the problem?
So, anyway, the greens came in. Now we had these, and then we're taking our seed stocks to clean them up, and God, now I'm discovering new viruses. So I said, shoot, us priest. Well, I got an invitation from the Sister Kinney Foundation, which was the opposing foundation, and that was the live virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they had jumped on Sabin's bandwagon. And they had asked me to come down and give a talk at the Sister Kinney Foundation meeting. And I said, it was an international meeting. I thought, God, what am I going to talk about? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the detection of non-detectable viruses as a topic. So now I got to have something, that's going to attract attention. So I thought, gee, that damn SV40. I mean, that vaculating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines. And it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there.
And I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're going to get upset. But I'm going to talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're going to get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're going to get rid of it. But, so of course, Albert was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating
the
vaccine?
Because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating.
But you weren't inactivating the kids, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it. And, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him. And I would say, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? I said, cancer.
I love it. Go ahead.
No. I said, Albert, you probably think I'm nuts, but I just have that feeling. Well, in the meantime, we had taken this virus and put it into into hamsters.
Uh-huh.
So we had this meeting, and that was sort of the topic of the day, and the jokes that were going around was, gee, we would win the Olympics because the Russians would all be loaded down with tumors. This is where the vaccine was being tested. This was 100%. So and it really destroyed the meeting. It was a big interaction.
Yeah, right.
So it was sort of the topic. No. Anyway.
Was this the Cancer Society meeting, the New York Cancer Society?
No, this was the Sister Kenny.
Oh, it was Sister Kenny. Right.
And Del Becco got up and said that he foresaw problems with these kinds of agents.
Why didn't this get out in the press?
Well, I guess it did. I don't remember. We had no press release on it, obviously. You don't go out. This is a scientific affair within the scientific community. But anyway, we knew it was in our seed stock for making the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That virus, you see, it's 1 in 10,000 particles is not inactivated by formaldehyde. It was good science at the time because that was what you did. You didn't worry about these wild viruses.
So you discovered it wasn't being inactivated in the salt vaccine.
Right. Area. So then, the next thing you know is 3-4 weeks after that, I found that there were tumors popping out in these hamsters.